Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Oras na para sa isang masaya at makabuluhang usapan. Kiligin, tumawa, at ibahagi ang inyong kwento dito sa SBS Filipino. Love Down Under. Every weekend kasama sina Papa Dan at Claudette Centeno Calixto. Love Down Under. Let's talk about love, life, and everything in between. Love Down Under.
Love Down Under.
Love Down Under. With Papa Dan and Claudette, dito lang sa SBS Filipino. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Speaking of that, yung makakausap natin ngayon, single na rin siya for, I believe, about 2 years? Roughly 2 years, ganyan. Medyo matagal-tagal na rin. Wow. At may involvement pa ata, Claudette, ng paglipat ng ibang state from dito sa papunta sa isang lugar para, ewan ko.
May layasan, kumbaga. Para makalimot, gano'n.
Yun ang malalaman natin. Gusto, iniintriga na rin ako, Claudette. Pero ako, bigyan lang natin ng konting background. Yeah. Ano, ating bisita ngayong umaga. Ang ating pong panauhin na isang account executive para sa isang outsourcing consulting company at namamahala rin siya ngayon ng isang retailer sa isang energy o sa energy industry. At sa kanyang part-time fitness teacher din siya. O dance fitness teacher. So medyo busy.
Siya na. Ang schedule, baka hindi na maisingit yung love life.
May oras natin kung mahanapan ng schedule. Oo, totoo. At ngayon, katulad nga sinabi natin, single po siya. Mas pinili niyang maging single simula nung lumipat siya. Ito pala, simula dito sa Sydney, papunta dyan sa Melbourne. Claudette, at sabi niya, hindi daw siya naghahanap ngayon ng boyfriend o jowa dahil nais muna niyang mag-settle ng maayos sa Melbourne, ganyan, pakiramdaman ang lugar at mag-ipon-ipon, ganyan. At may mga nagpaparamdam daw sa tabi-tabi.
Oh.
Pero dead ma, nako, ito na naman tayo. Oh. Tapos hindi interesado. Mas bet daw niya maging single at independent. Nakaka-intriga to, Claudette.
Oo nga. Okay, ito na.
Tawagin na natin ang ating bisita. Excited na rin siya na makakwentuhan natin ngayong umaga. Let's welcome Mia from Melbourne. Hi, Mia.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, Claudette.
Hi,
hello,
Mia.
Papa Dan.
Wow, ang ganda ng boses ni Mia, no?
Oh, salamat.
Pwede DJ din, no? Marami ng mga nabiktima yung mga ganyang magagandang boses.
Ganon.
Sa biro lang, Mia. Ayan, Mia, salamat sa iyong oras. Thank you very much for joining us ngayong umaga. May mga katanungan lang sana kami para sa iyo. About, you know, being single, para lang may context tayo, no? Pwede ba, Mia, bigyan mo kami ng konting background about like your previous relationships, sa yung mga past relationships mo. Ilan na ba yung naging boyfriend mo?
May S ba yun?
Ship.
Pwede.
Actually, oo.
Huwag na natin
mas maganda kung ma-establish natin.
Sige, not counting the high school, I had 3.
3 serious relationships.
Yes. That I would really consider relationship.
Okay, meron pang hindi kinoconsider doon, Claudette.
Pero fling.
Yung 3 ba na yun, sorry, nag-iintriga kami. Oh. Yung 3 ba na yun, gano'n siya kakahaba? Ano yung length ng relationship?
1 year, 3 years, and the very last one was close to 7 years. So that's the longest one.
So ito yung previous, yung 7 years?
Yung recent, yes. The most recent one.
Oh, that's a really long, long relationship.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Kasi 7 years, alam mo, napakahirap parang ma-maintain yung ganyang, di ba? Yung relationship every day, napakahirap i-keep, di ba? Pero paano tumatagal ng ganun? Like 7 years, yung last one.
A big part of long relationships like that would really be give and take, compromise, yung ganun. Pero I think yung term na 7 year itch, that term was coined for a reason. And I think that's what happened in my last relationship.
7 year itch. Kate?
Yes.
Na-intriga kami doon.
Expand naman para sa amin yung 7 year itch, Mia.
Kasi diba, like historical, you would probably heard in the past that every relationship would go on the rocks when as they near the 7 years. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened to me, that the relationship was so long na that you would come to a point where medyo complacent na kayo kasi you know each other so well. You've been together for a really long time. Mm-hmm. You know each other's flaws. And when you get to that stage, yung spark, that's medyo nawawala siya. And then you'll come to a point where you reassess things in your life, whether you still share the same passion, you still share the same future. And then this reassessment na yon, that's when you decide whether, yes, I think this is still for us, we'll continue, we'll carry on, or no. I think that's it. We've spent the good 7 years, it's time for us to move on. So, ganun yung...
Okay.
Medyo dumadaan sa ganun pag mahaba na masyado yung relasyon.
Kasi narinig ko na, no? Hindi lang to first time narinig ko yung 7 year itch. Meron lang 7 month itch. Eh. So,
I think yun yung critical, din, no? Yung first year and then yung 7 years, I think, ang timeline ng mga relasyon.
Okay. So, kasi curious lang ako, kailan ba na napapansin to? Is it psychological? Baka naman kasi iniisip lang natin, this could be it. Kasi nag-aaway naman talaga sa relasyon, may challenges. Pero baka na timing lang, Claudette, na, 7 years, di ba? Baka ito na nga yung tinatawag lang 7 year itch, tapos baka medyo nagkakalayo na kami. Pero kailan mo napansin, Mia? Like, on the exactly 7th year? How did it happen?
No. Yeah. I think... it doesn't have to be specifically 7 years, pero I think dun sa timeline ng relasyon, kapag ganong mahaba na. So, yung sinabi mo kanina na 1 year, I think kasi yung first year, diba, in every relationship, yung first year is getting to know stage, adjusting, really getting to know the other person. So, pag nakalagpas kayo ng 1 year, yung mga second, third, and fourth year, yun na yung nag-establish na kayo ng life together. And then you decide whether, you know, you want to progress, either you want to live together or continue living apart. And then yung mga fourth, fifth year, dun na nagsistart yung medyo complacent na kayo kasi kilala niyo na yung isa't isa, matagal na kayong magkasama. Pero, tapos dun na yung naging masyado na kayong komportable, so nagkakaroon na nag-perform na yung mga habits. So napapansin mo na yung mga not so good side. This medyo may iirita ka na kasi, di ba? Masakitan mo na yung mga flaws. So, late dun sa akin, dun sa past relationship ko, hindi siya yung sakto mag 7 years, hindi na okay. May mga, I would say, signs. That was, I would say red flag.
Now
I kind of knew that there was something not right, something was up, and either we fix it or talk about it. If we decide na hindi siya okay, then we call it quits and then we move on. Okay. So may mga ganung red flags and signs na.
Ayun. Yun yung mga red flags. Yun sana tatanungin ko, ano yung mga red flags and signs?
Mm-hmm. Yung medyo may mga times na hindi na kayo nag-uusap masyado. You would think, di ba? You'd think na, yes, busy sa work. Pero may mga times, parang very, very routinary na yung ginagawa nyo. You just eat together, you have dinner together, and then wala na rin masyadong usap or kwentuhan, or you weren't as excited as you were hearing about the other person's day, how it went. Yung mga ganon. So, mapapansin mo siya eh. So, I would call it the spark, diba? Kasi yung early stage ng relationship, super excited ka pa sa lahat ng bagay. So, medyo nag-die down yun. And I think it's very normal in every relationship, lalo na yung matatagal. Yep. Pero kasi ang relationship, diba, it's a continuous work.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So, both of you have to work to continue that spark.
So meaning to say, sinasabi mo, Mia, na may isa sa inyo na nag-give up na, na parang hindi na siya nag-effort, kumbaga.
Yes, I think we both noticed that. We both knew na medyo, teka lang, medyo nawawala na yung spark. We were becoming more complacent and we weren't exerting an effort na to make that relationship work. Pero sa amin, ako yung nag-initiate na parang, teka, hold on, there's something wrong and I think we need to talk about it. So ako yung nag-flag na meron, okay. Meron hindi tama. And do we need to go on the break para i-assess? So ako yung nag-initiate ng reassessment.
Mm-hmm. Alam mo, napaka yung courage ni Mia, no? Para sabihin siya yung mag-initiate. Kasi walang mangyayari kung lagi nyo lang iiwasan. Which is good.
You have to face it.
Akala, true. Akala ng mga kasi sa relationship, uy, mga lalaki dapat magdala dyan and all the time. Pero with me, I think it's a decision that you've made, di ba? Ano nabigay sa'yo ng strength? Kasi baka may mga nakikinig dyan, baka in the same situation na parang, kaya na ako kuha ng lakas to talk to my partner.
I have to be honest, it was really hard. Siguro, I let it on for months until I came to a point na, teka, hindi na ako happy. So, there's more, mas madami na yun times na I wasn't feeling happy anymore. And then you'd feel like you're stuck.
Mm-mm.
And so, you have to make a decision talaga, no one else can change this situation for me. Ako lang yung makakapagpabago nun. So either I do something, say something about it, or continue to be in this situation and end up being miserable. And I didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So yun yung, I'd say, naging courage ko to actually speak up and do something about it. It was really hard. Mm-hmm. You really needed to focus on what's important for you. Kasi if you're in a situation na unhappy ka, it's like you're wasting years of your
That's
life,
right.
Where both of you can be happy, diba? Kasi we all deserve to be happy. So, yun yung naging pinaka-strength ko to actually do something about it.
Wow.
Eh, tanong ko naman. So, andun yung courage. Ano yung naging reaction or yung sagot ng iyong boyfriend then? Nung pinag-usapan nyo, ano naging sagot and outcome nun?
Well, the first time I brought it up, obviously he wasn't happy. It did sound like he took it as parang I was demanding, I wasn't happy because I was asking for other things, or I wasn't accepting him for, I don't know, what he is and who he is. But that wasn't really the case. Because my major concern in that relationship was I needed to feel like I am the priority in my relationship. I think it's I'm not asking for more. It's normal. And I think it's only right that you ask to be the priority in your relationship, right? Not feel like you're a second priority. So that was my main concern. And then I knew he wasn't going to change. Oh, no, sorry, not that. I knew that it wasn't going to change. Nothing's going to change on his part. So sa akin, I wasn't looking for answers anymore. I knew the answer. And the decision ko was whether I accept na yun yung, na ganon yung sitwasyon, and kung i-accept ko yun, then I stay in that relationship. If I don't accept, then it's time for me to move on. Yun yung medyo naging pivot and turning point for me.
Tanong ko lang, Dan. Kasi nga, this is coming from a woman's point of view. Anong, coming naman sa lalaki, sa point of view mo bilang lalaki, ano yung masasabi mo sa mga, sa na-feel ni Mia na hindi siya naging priority?
Teka, tago sa akin yung ano yung nangyari, no? John Lloyd moment eh, parang ano to one more chance eh. Alam mo yung tahimik ako bigla eh, dalawang age.
Silang eh. Kung sabihin mong at sa bahay ka at uuwi ka ng 8 p.m. at magdi-dinner tayo, be home by 8 p.m. Walang malaking rason eh. You simple things like that where you feel like, wait lang, sinabi mo sa akin, uuwi ka ng 8 p.m. for dinner, right? Mm-hmm. Be home by 8 p.m. If hindi, dun yung mga bagay ng instances na ma-feel mo na, am I really important? Because if you said that, you have to do it. If not, diba? Simple things like that.
Pero question lang, may reason naman siya kung bakit hindi siya umuwi ng alas 8.
Yes, like, priorities. Like, he's a typical Aussie guy na super important ang sport. So when he's out watching with his mates and things like that, like overtime, yung game and all that. So, naiintindihan ka naman yung part na yon. Pero, diba, if I'm really that important, you'd message and say, sorry, babe, I can't be home by 8 p.m. Hindi eh, ako yung mag-follow up. Yung mga maliliit na bagay na gano'n. So that's just an example that made me feel like I didn't feel like I was the priority in the relationship dahil sa mga instances na yan.
Dali lang, pagtanggol ko lang yung mga katulad kong lalakihan na bahay-trabaho lang talaga eh. Bahay-trabaho lang kami, Claudette.
Oh, sige.
Sa case mo.
Be your own lawyer. Oh, sige, go, Dan. Anong mo? Sagot mo dyan?
Well, Mia, I will agree with Mia. Alam mo, best gift na mabibigay mo sa partner mo, lalaki o babae kayo, ha? Time. Mm. Diba? Kasi you can't find time for everything. Parang ganun, diba? If you want time, you have to make it. Kumbaga, you have to, like, allot the time. Kailangan, kung, wag mo, basta, priority talaga, syempre, diba? Hindi dapat mawala yon. So, I guess, talagang yung communication, pag nawala na, well, Mia, mahirap na talaga ilaban sa amin yon, no? Kahit gusto namin, minsan alam ng mga lalaki, kapag ayaw na nung babae, kahit anong gawin namin dyan, sabi ko nga dati, nasa Pilipinas pa ako, humiga man ako sa EDSA, hindi na mababago yung feelings niyan. Yun na yun eh. Diba? Right. So, tatanoy ko lang, Claudette, quickly, bago tayo mag-break dito, yung buhay naman niya,
bilang single.
After nung breakup. After nung breakup. Tapos nagkaroon ba siya ng mga senti moments? Naku, bakit ko ba? Kasi kinausap pa, okay, sasa kami.
Mga pagsisisi ba?
Gusto mo ba tanongin talaga yung senti moments na yan? Actually, malaking bagay na nakatulong sa akin is travel. Kasi the breakup happened December. And yung December na yon, we had the plan to spend Christmas in the Philippines and in between go to Japan for winter. Kasi Japan's our favorite. So we've done all the three seasons. Yung winter na lang yung kulang. So because everything's booked niya, I still went, spent time. Actually, going back to the Philippines, being with, you know, the familiar place, people you care about, and you know, the Philippines really helps with the healing. I still went ahead with my trip to Japan. So medyo nakakatakot yan. It was really terrifying for me at first kasi all my travels were with him. And that was the first time na magta-travel ako mag-isa. Yung question mo kanina tungkol sa mga MMK moments. Oh, sa Japan ako. I went to a garden and I was just crying the entire time, but it really helped.
Wow.
And then after that trip, that's when I realized, I reminded myself it was my decision. Either accept that situation in the relationship or move on, and I decided to move on. And so months after, and obviously this was prior to COVID, so 2019, I was just traveling. So I went to Hong Kong, Taiwan, New Zealand, US. May moment din ako sa US. Sa Santa Monica ako. Tapos nagbabike ako habang umiiyak.
Oh, wow!
So mga ganun.
Teleserye moment.
Yes. Marami ako MMK moment.
So, nagsa-slow clap ako sa'yo, Mia.
After that, that's when I realized that, yes, it's time for me to focus on myself. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Focus on
alam mo, feeling ko madami pa itong moments na ito na inaalala ni Mia ngayon eh. Pero sa dami ng moments na yan, Claudette, tempting to talk to the person again. Dun sa panahon na ito, no? And then, bawa, nagbabike ka, kakanood mo ng teleserye, K-drama, uy, siguro ako to. Ganun. Tinatawagan mo ba siya? Ganun? Or naisip mo na, no, this is just time for myself. I'm single. That's it.
I didn't have anything like that. Ang mga communication lang after was sorting gamit, stuff, how do we split, you know, savings and stuff. Yun lang. Nothing like, oh, I miss you. Walang mga ganun. Kasi I always focus on the fact na I've decided to move on. So, wag mong gawin yung mga ganyan.
How do you start? Kasi ang hirap mag-pick up sa mga gusto mag-move on or like, inisip nila, mahirap maging single. Quickly, Mia, sa'yo kasi mukhang buo loob mo eh. But you started slowly, no? Hindi naman like the next day okay ka na eh. Where do you start?
Mahirap siya. Took me a year, to be honest. Tapos may mga moments din talaga na, syempre, may mga madaming downs, okay. Madaming feeling mo okay ka na, tapos biglang, you'd hear something. Oh, Facebook, for example, memories ng Facebook and travel. When you see that, ibabalikan na naman yun sa mga panahon na yun. So maraming mahirap na moments. You just really need to focus on the decision that you made. And malaking bagay din. So travel nga yung sinabi ko, travel, seeing new things, new places, mm. It really helps with perspective and it helps you rebuild a new life. Mm. And support them. Support like family and friends. So when you have a strong support, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Tama, no? Kasi healing is an ongoing process. Hindi mo naman agad nakukuha yung healing at, you know, after a breakup. So it takes time. Pero ngayon na single ka na, Mia, kaya ka ba lumipat from Sydney to Melbourne para makalimot? Para magsimula muli ng panibagong buhay na ikaw na lang as a single woman, a single and independent woman?
I think the universe helped me. I was offered to come down here. Same company. Kasi ano kami, same company kami. Mm-hmm. And he was literally 7 steps away from my
work. Oh my gosh, katrabaho pa.
And I knew people at work knew about it. Whether or not it was a decision that the company made to help us or not, I don't know, to be honest. But I was offered, so the I got promoted. So my current role, I was promoted.
Nice.
But part of that promotion is to come down here.
Mm-mm.
So obviously, tinanggap ko siya. Noong una ayoko, because I really love Sydney.
Mm-mm.
Sorry. I'm in Melbourne right now, but I really love Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go. Pero na-realize ko din na my entire Sydney life was with him. So if I want to help myself move on, medyo mahirap na nakikita mo yung mga bagay na ginagawa niyo, mga places na pinupuntahan niyo. So I had to help myself. Kaya ako pumayag. Na sige, I'll try, I'll move down to Melbourne. But that really helped. Kasi new place, new life, new work, new role. Yun yung mga bagay na talaga nakatulong sa akin.
It's very good to point out. Ang ganda nung sinabi ni Mia, no? Sa mga nakikinig siya na takot to get out of their comfort zone or sa mga lugar na nakasanayan na nila.
Mm-hmm.
I think ito yung magandang example na, uy, take the courage, kaya naman pala at may mangyayari, 'di ba? After you take it. Now, tanong ko lang to follow up. Ngayon single ka na for what? A year, 2 years?
2 years.
Kitang-kita, ano yung benefit sa iyo?
Mm-hmm.
Ng pagiging single. Ano yung pros ng pagiging single?
Wala kang pakialam sa mundo. Yung times na you can do anything and everything you want and not have to think about what another person will say.
Mm.
Or sa bahay, for example, if tinamad ako maglinis ng dishes, bukas na lang, imang gano, yung mga simple mm-hmm. things like that. Freedom, sorry, to sum it
freedom.
All up. Freedom. Yeah. I've got so much freedom and so much time to do anything and everything. Mm. That's, I'd say, the biggest upside, biggest benefit.
Question, may yearning ba ngayon sa iyo, Mia, na magkaroon ng someone to complete you? Or are you happy as you are bilang single?
No, I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Sinasabi lang niya yun. Hindi, yun lang, Mia. Hindi, Mia, tanong ko lang kasi, yung schedule na ngayon, sobrang medyo marami siyang ginagawa. So, na-promote ka sa work, yung bigger responsibilities, syempre, meron ka, retailer ka din, and also, sa fitness, like, titeach ka, ganyan, di ba? May oras pa ba ang mga kalalakihan tulad namin? Bawa, ganyan, bawa, poporma.
May
kasi
chance
sabi mo,
pa
maraming nagpaparamdam. Oo. Alam mo kung ba't nagpaparamdam? Kasi patay na patay sila sa'yo. Kaya, ganun eh. Hindi, sinabi ko. Pero wala ba? Ganun? May time pa ba? May chance?
Meron naman. Pero kasi, I'm just really enjoying. So, yun nga, dahil nag-move ako dito sa Melbourne, I really want to get settled first and get to know Melbourne. COVID really helped with that kasi hindi ako nakapag-travel. So, medyo natik ko na yung part na yun. Meron namang mga nagpaparamdam, pero I feel like the right feeling hasn't come through yet.
Mm.
So, kini-entertain ko naman. Pero, alam niyo, wala pa yung yes. I think I want to go ahead and take the plunge again and start a relationship. Wala pa yung ganun eh. Pero I'm open. I'm not rushing.
Mm, exactly.
Happy being single. So, if I don't feel na okay na o okay yon, then I won't. Mm-hmm. There's no rush.
Okay. I think you'll know when he's the one. I think you'll know talaga from the heart.
You'll know when you know.
Oo. Yeah. Wow.
Maniwala ka sa amin, Mia. Maniwala ka sa amin.
Oo.
Pero, yun. Tanong ko lang, lastly, no? Oh, siguro, last two questions na lang. Tingin mo ba, Mia, in the next relationship, ikaw yung mas maging dominant? Kasi may tinatawag na ba, alpha male, alpha female.
Mm-mm.
Yung parang may upper hand sa relationship. Do you believe in that? Tingin mo, ikaw yung mas may control?
When you say alpha female or mas may control, if that means empowered, then yes, I need to
That's
be able
you.
To be in a relationship okay. where I'm empowered and I'm not limited with my choices. So if this is a perspective na yon, then yes, I would really want that in my future relationship.
Mm. Wow. Oo. And finally,
strong naman. Gusto ko
strong,
yun,
oo nga. Single ka na for almost 2 years. Ano naman yung pinaka-valuable lesson na nais mong impart, no, sa mga siguro sa mga nakikinig sa atin na nasa parehong sitwasyon?
Focus on yourself. It's really important that you give time to yourself to heal and love yourself first. Kasi everything else will follow once you get to that point.
Mia, I just want to thank you for sharing your story sa SBS Filipino.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Ayan, Dan, may gusto
and good luck sa'yo, Mia. Ayan, sana sa susunod pagkakausap ka na namin, baka meron ng relationship to or hindi natin alam, di ba? Pero good luck, Mia. Thank you.
Maraming salamat,
Maraming salamat, Mia.
Salamat din.
Kiligin, tumawa, at ibahagi ang inyong kwento dito sa SBS Filipino. Love Down Under. Every weekend, kasama sila Papa Dan at Claudette Centeno Calixto. Love Down Under. Let's talk about love, life, and everything in between. Love Down Under.
Love Down Under.
Love Down Under with Papa Dan and Claudette. Dito lang sa SBS Filipino. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.